a knife and a fork.
What else?
And a plate.
And say if you were having soup, you'd need a...
Well, soup, bullshit, Mom. Of course.
Soup?
Well, you call a soup spoon, or just eat with a regular old spoon.
Okay. And you'd say, you can get by, at the table, you can get by with just one knife, but in the kitchen you need...
Both.
You need several, what?
Knives and forks.
Okay.
Pots, I reckon, whatever you cook with.
And something that, say the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to go...
Wash the dishes.
And to get the suds off them.
Rinse them.
Huh?
Rinse them.
And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing them is called a...
Dishcloth.
What about when you're drying them?
Drying rag.
Huh?
Drying rag.
Okay. And to bathe your face with, you have a...
Washcloth.
And to dry yourself.
Have a bath towel.
And something that's, the thing that runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place is called a...
Barrel.
Uh-huh.
Hoops.
And something smaller than a barrel that nails used to come in.
Keg.
Do they still come in with that?
I haven't seen none in kegs in a long time.
And if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something that had a narrow mouth, to keep it from spilling out, you pour it through a...
Funnel.
And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with a...
Cork. Whip or whatever you had.
How's a cork different from a whip?
Well, a cork is made on a little old stock. It's kind of works like that, but a whip's made on... It's tied on a stock.
Mm-hmm.
But a cork is made on it plaited down on the handle.
You had some horses, and before you could hitch them to a wagon or a buggy, what would you have to do to them?
Well, you'd have to put the harness on them and hook them together with the lines.
And when you're riding on a horse, what do you hold in your hand?
The reins.
And when you're driving them, you hold the...
Lines.
And when you're riding on them, your feet are in the...
Stirrups.
And... When you have a horse hitched to a buggy, you back him in between the...
Chaise.
Did they used to have buggies around here?
Yeah, oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the kind of up-to-date people that have buggies, you know. Well, that's right.
Not everybody.
The up-to-date ones had what they call a series.
Uh-huh. What did they look like?
Well, they was made like a buggy. They had... Well, a series had two... It had a tongue in it,
uh-huh.
And it had a top on it.
It was for two horses then?
Yeah, you could, give me a match, honey.
Off
you
could. One too, couldn't
you? Yeah, mm-hmm.
The one at my aunt had, what was it? Uncle had, what was it? Right. They come to church in it.
Well, what day?
Uncle Ben Holland.
Oh, that is a buggy. Had two horses?
No,
it
had one.
Well, that is a buggy.
It had a top on it,
huh?
It?
Yeah, buggies had tops on them. Sure did. They wasn't no trouble to put up and down.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was cute.
They was cute. Back then, anybody had a good buggy horse, all that was a whole lot of money.
Is it hard to train a horse to pull a buggy?
Well, if it's a regular buggy horse, it's not, but if it wasn't a regular buggy horse, hardly no way you could train him to pull one.
What kinds of horses would be buggy horses?
Well, a good buggy horse is always kind of a long, gangling horse.
Mm-hmm. Kind of tall?